Hey everybody, and welcome to Naruto Revuto, a Naruto rewatch podcast. My name is Kim, and I'm joined today by Jesse.
Hi everyone, I'm Jesse. Back to
and Tim. Oh shit!
Bury me in a hole.
No.
Hello. How are you? It's good to be here. Thanks for having me.
It's good. Yeah, I think keeping it messed up is good.
And
will punish me, so I'll be better in the future.
No, we much like Team 7, we too are imperfect and flawed in a myriad of ways.
Exactly. Sometimes, yeah, you know, that's our strength if you think about it.
Yeah, exactly.
Truly, yes.
We're all just a bunch of goof-em-ups trying to watch anime.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Not like those corporate Naruto podcasts that are perfect.
Yeah. Fight me, Sailor Beat.
Oh, my God.
I will say that we've gotten to the point of in the editing zone of the episodes we have released, where I've edited a few of them, so I'm like much more aware of how I am on the show and how all of us are. So I feel like the one I just did was like I was telling you guys, I did like no editing.
Yeah.
I just took out Jesse and I drinking loudly.
Hey,
not all of it, by the way. So there's still enough in there, again, to keep it real.
Yeah.
For the ASMR fans listen to Naruto Revuto.
As an ASMR fan, I appreciate the ice cube clink.
Oh, shit. So before we talk about episodes 31 through 33, let's go ahead and do some Naruto facts. So for this round of Naruto facts, we're going to talk about the dub voice actors.
Yay.
So Naruto's dub actor is Maylee Flanagan. Her roles include Boruto's dad, Matthew in the 2003 Astro Boy show, as well as some roles on live-action series such as Disney XD's Lab Rats, which is pretty cool.
Okay.
She seems like she fucking rules. She's openly gay, has said in interviews that she wants Sasuke and Naruto to run away together and start a family.
Yes.
She puts our boy Bernie, won an Emmy from Hawaii, just an absolute gem of a woman.
Hell yes.
I don't know if you have this information readily available, but does she also voice the doggy in Naruto? I don't know how to look that up.
Good question.
Akamaru.
Oh, Akamaru.
Voice.
Why did I think of Poochie before Akamaru? Send me to jail.
The dog from The Simpsons?
No, it's... What's his face? Inari's dog that abandoned him.
Oh, yeah, I love the dog. Pour one out. What Inari's up to?
She does not. It's this guy named Jamie Simone.
Okay.
I'm fucking pissed off.
Okay. It seems like he only voices Akamaru as well, which is kind of weird.
That's very funny.
You know what? You carve yourself out a niche, man.
Yeah.
No shade.
Maybe he, like, works in the productions. I feel like I've seen that before where, like, they work in the production somewhere else and they're like, yeah, I'll do the random machine noise or whatever.
That would actually be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Maylee Flanagan, she's great. She's a lesbian icon, which means by transitive property, so is Naruto.
Yes.
And I was reading, like, little bits and pieces of her biography, and she's like, yeah, I did a one-woman version of The Sound of Music. And she's like, boy, did I not realize how much lesbians love that movie. She's like, I had no idea. It was a cult hit. I was among my people.
Oh my
it was
God.
The best ever.
That's awesome.
So Sakura's dub actor is Kate Higgins. Her roles include Saber from Fate Stay Night, various roles in Bleach, Yoshiko in Samurai Champloo, Sailor Mercury in The Visit of Sailor Moon, adult Toph Beifong in The Legend of Korra, several Digimon in the Digimon Adventures Tri movies, and was the voice of Tails from Sonic the Hedgehog from 2010 to 2016, Lissa in Fire Emblem Awakening, Lady in the Devil May Cry series, and was the voice of Pauline in Super Mario Odyssey, and performed the song Jump Up Superstar as well.
Hell yeah. Wow.
Talented.
Yeah. That's awesome.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's a great song.
She has a huge range. She's also a very talented jazz pianist and the new official voice of Princess Aurora.
Hell yes. Oh my God.
Who's Princess Aurora?
Oh my God.
She's the Sleeping Beauty princess.
Her name's Aurora?
Oh, the dead. Whoa.
hey, the queen. Don't yell at me. This is toxic masculinity. I can't help it that I'm a freaking, you know, muscle guy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so both fantastic actors. We salute them both. Keep it up. And yeah, they both still do the voices for all the Naruto stuff.
Hell
so.
Yeah.
They're making
She's great. Yeah, I mean, obviously, as I said before, that Sakura is the only good voice actor in the show. But, you know, I felt like there was always an asterisk next to Naruto because what he's doing is just so interesting. So I'm sure it was not easy being, like, directed to say, oh, man, I want to eat poop and stuff. but he's definitely growing on me to the extent that I love him very much, and she does a great job with Naruto. Mm-hmm.
And she does, like, in the future, she just gets even better and better. Like, the emotional impact parts of Naruto Shippuden, she delivers really, really well, and I really love the English VA for Naruto. I think she does good. She gets better.
Perfect.
Yes. She also just seems like such a lovely person.
Yeah.
I just want to be her friend.
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's go ahead and dive right into these episodes.
Yay.
Episode 31, Bushy Brows Pledge, Undying Love and Protection.
Oh boy, these episodes. Oh, mama mia.
So much happens. So much.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, this is a lot. It's been a little while since I watched these, but... I remember thinking on the whole good, but also being like, what the hell is happening? Especially this episode, which, you know, we'll get into it, but it's just like, why set up my boy Rock Lee so much? Did it just get him dunked on?
Right.
Yeah. I will preface this with, I have not watched the episodes in 2 weeks, so.
Yeah, sorry about that, guys.
No, you don't have to apologize. It's totally fine. It'll make it more fun, in my opinion.
Yeah. These are chaotic episodes anyway.
Yeah, we all have quarantine brains, so you know.
Yeah, fuck it.
Yeah, I mean, I edited some of the most recent episodes that we did, and I thought they were very, very good.
Hell yeah.
So we have to skip 2 weeks forever going on somehow.
So we start off with a brief recap of the end of the previous episode, and I don't know what they did, but Orochimaru's mouth looks fucking huge. he got a big goblin mouth.
Sorry, I feel like Orochimaru's face just changes episode to episode. You never know what he's gonna look like next.
Yeah, and I thought he had a bigger nose, too. I was like, where's that big nose king I love so much with the big mouth that looks like the Joker from the Batman?
Yeah. No.
Animated series.
Gone is
for
the
this
nose.
One, they're just like...
Gone is the mouth. No, wait. The mouth is
He's
bigger.
Now.
I'm sorry.
They looked at the licking tongue emoji and were like, what if we made that into his one character trait?
Maybe he's turning more and more into a snake like Voldemort's. And, you know, maybe, I don't know, maybe he's going to get even smaller nose and then he's going to get face slits.
Yeah. He can detect ultraviolet light like snakes.
Yeah.
I think snakes can do that.
It's like, I'm going to steal an egg.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. Sakura is still stuck giving Naruto and Sasuke sponge baths and emptying their bedpans. It is the ninja job that sucks most.
Mom mode truly is activated.
Right? I'm the ninja hospice nurse and I'm stuck here. Putting in catheters and fucking rolling these boys over so they don't get bed sores.
Yep.
But lucky for her, though, both the boys wake up and tell her how cool she is. But what's this? It is the wretched snake man, Orochimaru, and she can't talk, and a snake eats everyone! Just kidding. She nodded off and the boys are still passed out.
There's so much snake content. I hope it stops.
Yes.
I said, I literally just wrote down for that part, poor Sakura.
She's having stress dreams,
it's a
like,
bad
straight
time.
Up.
Yeah.
Yeah, even though I thought this the whole, like, her getting sidelined again was not interesting, it was an interesting sort of journey of her being like, I'm stressed as fuck. Yeah. I have to go, I have to save these boys in a way. It's like, oh yeah, this makes sense. If she was explicitly said early on that she was going to the healing ninja school, support school or something like that, then this would be like, all right, girl, this is your time to shine. Now you can blossom and do some good stuff.
Yeah.
But no, luckily the queen's going to go off next episode and totally redeem herself.
Yeah.
I will say, too, the time hop for how long she's been taking care of them, because I think they got beat up really bad on the first day, and then by the time they, like, wake back up again, it's, like, the fourth or fifth day. So she's been taking care of them for, like, 2 or 3 days at this point.
That sucks so bad.
Yeah.
That sucks so bad.
Like, I can't imagine that stress.
Yeah, I know it's at least a day.
Yeah.
And she says later in another episode, just like, yeah, we took a couple days to heal up, but I don't know when timeline is, but she had to wipe their asses for sure.
Yeah. I bet Naruto's Dookie is like so pure.
Oh my god. I don't want to talk about this.
Like a fine puree. It's like, it comes out like soft serve.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's good. Oh,
no. Sasuke vomits up hate pellets instead of shitting.
Yes.
He can't shit. So Sakura is then menaced by a squirrel, and she attacks it with her kunai before it gets too close. Turns out the sound ninja strapped a bomb to it. Squirrel, no! Don't do terrorism! Don't do terrorism, squirrel!
Whoa. This whole section was wild.
Yeah,
it really was.
I like that she was like, oh, I guess I'm losing it. And it turns out, oh, we did a terrorism squirrel. They got me.
Yeah. And then the sound ninja are like, oh, she had no fucking clue that the squirrel was going to blow her up. She just didn't want us getting to her secret traps.
Oh, yeah. So, she thought she, like, ruined the whole surprise, which I thought was cool. Yeah.
Also, there has to be, like, no concept of PETA in the ninja universe. Because not only do you have animals kept in cages to be used for substitution jutsu,
yes. Oh my God.
You have animal bombs.
Yeah, squirrel bomb. Go. Activate.
Yeah.
Yeah. I need, like, the Leaf Village version of Avalanche to come
over. Oh, my God.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Make a statement.
Meanwhile, Rock Lee is flipping and twisting and roundabout through the woods. He does some she loves me not shit with 20 leaves, believing that if he trains hard enough, become fuckable.
Oh my god.
He is just about to catch the last leaf, but he instead saves that terrorist squirrel from turning into a blown to fuck pile of bones and ash. He's a Disney prince.
He is a Disney prince. It's very sweet that he saved the squirrel while counting on if Sakura loves him or
he has the heart of a pure maiden.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, he sort of feels like the main character. I was going to say main character, but I think now that you've said Disney, I feel like he does kind of feel like a main character of a Disney property.
Yes.
But definitely like a plucky upstart in another world. You know, he has his own Naruto show, which I believe you've told me he does. So that makes sense.
Yes. He's a great, great man.
One of the things I didn't say before was, I wonder if we need to have a separate running counter of all the times Sasuke gets fake murdered in front of Sakura. So I think we're like 4 or something.
Oh,
I don't know.
My god, that's a good one.
Yes.
I didn't even think of that, but extremely good. I don't know what one we're on. We're definitely above 4 or at 4.
Yeah, I feel like we need to like look online to see if there's any like 2009 versions of like Naruto drinking games.
Oh my god!
See, like, what the internet heroes were doing back then, and I don't know, maybe apply some of their science. You know, consult the sacred texts of the IGN boards from 2009. What they say.
I'm gonna do it.
Consult the IGN FAQ board.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I guess he's learned from watching Kakashi. Like, he learned from the best.
Yes.
Dude knows how to fake die like a champ.
Oh, yeah.
No, man.
So, in the meanwhile, Neji casually finds Team Shika Inucho hiding in some bushes. Their strategy? Hide. Their backup strategy? Try and seduce Neji.
What a drag.
I forgot about God. This is one of the crowning jewels of Naruto, in my opinion. Trying to seduce Neji, failing, and him being like, you are not even worth my time to fight. Goodbye.
This part ruled. This is like one of my favorite scenes of just like tone shift. You know, we're recording a second episode later, and there's just like such like casual dark shit that they're gonna do in like three episodes, and it's just so funny to be like, all right, we have our chip boy, we have this, we have that, and it's like, oh my god, this is so stupid and hilarious. Good for you, good for you.
Doesn't Ino do like the stereotypical like bend the knee, put the arm behind the head thing? Funny.
Girl, have more self respect. Also, girl, get it. I respect a queen.
Oh my god. And I mean, like, damn, girl, shoot your shot with Neji. He's kind of hot. Like, get it.
Absolutely.
He's your senpai. Like, come on. Just give it a go. But Neji is only...
I'm sorry. I do love how she immediately, like, gets over it, too. She's like, well, that didn't work. Yeah. Oh, well. Moving on.
Yeah, time to sprint away.
Neji is only horny for battle and tells them to fuck off. Back at Camp Sleepy Boys, the Sound Ninja emerged to dunk on Sakura. After learning that Orochimaru gave Sasuke a curse mark, the Sound Ninja get jelly and vow to kill him so they can continue being the main attraction in Orochimaru's child zoo.
I love when the lackeys get jealous of one of the main characters getting their ass kicked. I'm like, I want to get my ass kicked too.
Yeah. It's just like, oh, I can't believe Voldemort gave him the secret special kiss. He has to give us a secret special kiss on the neck.
Oh my god.
Bullshit. Sakura does some tricksy trap shit and triggers the big log booby trap. It isn't powerful enough to stop the sound, though. Sakura mentally screams, oh, fuck! But suddenly, your boy and mine, the beautiful blue beast of the Leaf Village, Rock Lee, shows up to save the day. He is a squirrel friend who wants to make Sakura his girlfriend.
Yes. Wow. You know what? When I was scrolling through the notes before, I was like, oh, she spelled this word wrong. I was like, Tim, don't touch.
No, don't touch.
And now seeing it in context. Perfect. Be honest. Did you make yourself giggle at home when you wrote that? If I would have done that, I'd be like, yeah, I'm funny.
I did. I was just like, This is a good one for me.
You know what? This one's for Kim, you know?
Yes.
And for me now, too. I'm laughing.
It's good. Yes. It's very good.
Yeah.
Thank you.
More Rock Lee is good to me. So him showing up, I mean, obviously, the booby track was kind of cool, like, all things considered. Yeah. With, like a double fail state or whatever. But, you know, it is kind of funny, like, the whole concept of, you know, I said before, like, the different technologies that they have, but also, I guess, different lethality. Like, at some points, them falling 85 feet and hit ground is not a big deal. And it is sort of, you know, fun to be like, oh, yeah, if they get hit with a giant log, that would feel bad, too. But even though you're pretty sure, whatever, they get punched through a tree already, which is log, and it doesn't matter. But, you know, still, the whole thing was pretty rad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was just going to say, yeah, it is cool, but also Sakura is not allowed to have a single win in the entire show.
Right.
Well, wait till she blooms, Jesse, and then you'll be ashamed of your words.
I have a lot to talk about during that segment of the show. I also want to bring up that Sakura acts like she's beat up really bad when the Sound Ninja show up, and like they haven't even touched her yet at this point.
She's dealing with a lot of emotional wounds.
Yeah.
Like, stress does a body bad. Yeah.
She's just kind of vibing right now, you know? She's harshed, I think, is the term. I think.
Oh my god.
Sakura does a big think with her big head and realizes that Rock Lee was not, in fact, joshing around when he told her at the beginning of the Chunin exam that he'd protect her with his life. Which is just like, damn.
The level of dedication to meet someone and then within a span of 5 minutes decide you will be dedicating your entire life to said person.
Well, what I'm more afraid of is that since they're a little bit older than them, that Rock Lee has known about Sakura for quite some time and has ninja stared at her, you know, as she's going to ramen shops, as she's, you know, polishing her forehead,
oh my God.
Or doing whatever it is that she does. So, you know, I don't know that for sure. I can see Rock Lee falling in love at first sight. I feel like this might not be the first person he's done this to today. But, you know, I still... I'm asking questions is what I'm doing.
Okay.
Understandable. Understandable. Honestly, they should have ended up together. That's my stance. I think I finally decided that I want Sakura to be with Rock Lee.
It's good.
Okay. It can't be with Ino.
Very good ship. Yeah. Both good. Both very good.
Yeah. Because you need a smarty and a dumbass to, like, weigh each other out.
Yeah.
They would truly make a really good team. Like, if he could be the brawn and she could be, like, the brains, even though, you know, later on she kind of gets the brawn, so.
Their kids would be fucked up looking, but it's okay.
Imagining just that bowl cut and eyebrows with pink hair.
It's good. Is,
in a I don't huge know, I don't, ass
no, that's K-pop peak fashion, okay? That's good. No.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Sound ninja charge. Rock Lee slams his hand into the ground and pulls up a tree root larger than most city sewage pipes. He knows that the sound ninja have many a trick up their gross little sleeves. He verbally slaps them with a glove and vows to duel the whole team one-on-one. Meanwhile, Inoshika Cho decide to go beat up Team Naruto because they're probably the only squad worse than them. Ino will hear no disrespect about her man Sasuke.
Oh my God.
Choji, halfway through a pack of Hawaiian rolls, tells the team that he sees Sasuke passed out on the ground and that Sakura is the only one fighting. Ino yells, "No goddamn way, what the frick?"
Yeah, this... The children bumbling their way, the various ways through this chapter two of the exam is just so funny. Of like, all right, oops. There are, we know for a fact there are four of us that are capable. Just make sure we follow the capable ones. Oh, fuck, one of the capable ones is on the ground. What do we do?
Yep.
100%.
I love that they are, like, they are a mirror of Team 7. Just, like, a bunch of idiots who have no idea what
they're
doing.
Yeah.
We shouldn't be here. We're young. We're babies.
I do. I love that, like, they constantly hate the situation they're involved in, and their only strategy is, well, we'll pick on Naruto's team because I think we might maybe have a chance with them.
Yeah.
The only three battle preparations they have are fuck, hide, or kill Naruto.
Eat chip.
eat chip and lie.
I respect it, though. I think they're good.
Oh, Team Toad's my favorite. They're so good.
Team Rock Lee are concerned that Lee didn't show up on time and go to try and find him. We get a cool flashback of Lee massacring a log and being extra with Mike Guy. Guy tells Lee that the new super jutsu he's learned, called the Lotus, is now forbidden because of the strain it puts on his body. He tells him to only use the Lotus when a certain condition is met. And that condition? To protect a precious person!
Yes! This was hype.
Yeah, that was hype. This Lee showing up and being like, I'll take all three of you hoes on, I don't give a fuck, was the most hype shit. It's so good. And then, like, also, he can stand his ground, too. So, like, it's like, oh, hell yeah, Rock Lee, let's fucking do this.
He is so gallant. He is so brave. He does not back down. And so since that condition has been met, Lee pops the fuck off. He is a golden animal, a powerful union of muscle and guts. But what's this? One of the nasty ninja does a suspicious jutsu to help his friend out. He used the dirt be soft jutsu, and his friend uses the inner ear get fuck no jutsu.
Oh my God.
Our boy Lee is in trouble.
Yeah, so Lee got his ass kicked, like, within 6 seconds. And like, all right, well, that was a fun build-up for this Rock Lee character.
Oh my God.
I guess he's done being cool. He did, this felt very weird. I hope that this whole thing comes back later. In a way that is that pays off, because this felt flub. This felt like, y'all, you have, like, I don't know, you spend a lot of time doing other stuff. I feel like you could have give my main man Rock Lee, like, another little bit of time, not failing his first attack or like revealing his super bad thing and then not doing anything. But, you know, I think if they want to set up these, they actually don't do that because they kind of get beat pretty quickly. Sorry. I don't know, Rock Lee rules, but this was like a little weird.
Rock Lee is such an interesting character because he has some of the most hype moments in the show all together. Like, so, so good. And then gets handed so many L's. He gets so many losses. Like, I actually don't know if he wins one time.
He just, like, he also has weird luck. We were talking about weird luck earlier. Like, he is so powerful.
Yes.
But he just keeps getting the weird shit end of the stick sometimes. Yeah. Or, like, circumstances beyond his control interfere.
Absolutely. That's exactly what happened. Or just, like, the most unfortunate, like, pair-ups, the most unfortunate, like, random-ass shit happens to him, and then he gets completely screwed over and gets handed another loss, and it's like, God damn it.
Well,
Lee, you deserve better.
Like yes. Yeah. Or maybe, Lee, you should become a little more well-rounded. I don't know. I'm just thinking of solutions.
Wow, shots fired.
I
mean.
I love Lee, and I will die for him. Yeah. But I want him to be alive when I do it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, like, somehow his whiffs make him more lovable in a way. Mm-hmm. His failures make him endearing. Because, goddammit, he tries so hard. All right, episode 32. Sakura blossoms.
Yes, queen.
We are in it now.
Sakura ponders silently about how all the boys around here keep getting completely fucked up. The nasty sound ninja's jutsu is supersonic sound waves, and it doesn't matter if you dodge, it's still gonna get you. Lee's left ear is fucked, dashing his dreams of becoming an orchestra conductor, and even his dreams of being a guy without vertigo who doesn't barf all the time. Oh, I'll listen. Are you going to say something?
No, sorry, sorry.
Okay. All the sound ninja do stuff with sound, which is a bit too on the nose, and laugh at Lee for being a virgin taijutsu user.
The sound ninjas are so scary to me. Like, they're first of all, their voices are like, hey, I don't have to be excited to talk to you. And the way that they can, like, fuck your shit up and make you puke by just being near you.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I feel like these chunks of episodes have made me realize just how dangerous the world is in Naruto. And I can't believe it's a children's show for babies where it's just like every new fight is some horror show.
Yeah.
Like, in the next, you know, Naruto Revuto episode we watch, like, he punches a guy that turns into, like, goo. And I'm like, I bet there's going to be a goo guy that if he touches goo, it hurts you. There's going to be how can he do anything? It's like, there's 1,000 jutsus on top of 1,000 other. How can you do anything? It's like, all right, I'll punch him. Well, you can't punch him. He might have exploding forehead jutsu. I don't know. They'll, like, substitute you or Ginyu swap with you or something. I'm just really, like, stressed out. And I don't think I'm going to be able to handle much more of this, but I hope I'm gonna you know, pull strength from everyone listening right now.
Happy to hear that Tim's gonna really pull his strength in to get through a show for 12-year-olds.
I'm so smart now that I realize how bad it is. You know what I'm saying? Also, they'd be killing people in this show.
They which do. I completely agree with you. Like, the sound ninja are extremely creepy because they don't explain their powers for a really long time, but they are just, like, making people puke and, like, fucking people's shit up all over the place. And it's like, what the hell is going on? And then they explain their powers, and it's, like, almost worse. I'm like, oh, God, you're too powerful. Like,
yeah. They know the science of the ear, and they fuck you with it.
Yeah.
Like, you can't block sound. No. Your body's made of water. It can conduct it. It's crazy.
Yeah.
So, Lee dives in front of Sakura to protect her, but gets absolutely fucked up by the sound ninja's hyper bass boosted gauntlets.
Oh my God, those things were... I did not like those hands and stuff. That was weird to me. That whole thing was weird to me.
Yeah.
The weird, like, claw thing and the gross hands and the holes in them. No thanks.
And they're all covered in bandages for some reason. It's just like, is this their team thing? Like, I think it looks cool.
Yeah.
That's got to be a style thing.
Yeah, guy with hole in his hands is extremely freaky, and I don't like it or appreciate it.
Yeah.
Like, I can't imagine the surgery for that. Like, what was that like? Oh, I'm sorry. I think about things way too much.
Now I'm thinking just, like, what if he just hid little spitballs in them and he could use projectiles?
I like Kim's overanalyzation more than my own.
You can have like BB guns, but it's your hands.
Yeah. Yeah, you can hide weed in there.
Oh my god.
Yeah, man.
Oh my god. Wait, do you think you could get high by smoking through your hand hole?
Oh, shit. Oh.
Yeah, sucking it in through your
hand hole. Yeah, wait, can he suck and blow through the hand hole? Yeah, bro, can you suck through your hand hole, bro?
Does I think you could do some weird shit with that.
He could get like triple high. He could be getting three joints at the same time.
Oh, fuck. Do you think, like, over the summer when his daddy is like, there's too many goddamn leaves over all our deck. Oh, shut up, Dad. And then he's like, I got you, Dad. And he gets all those fucking leaves from his hands. He likes it.
He's his dad's favorite son for leaf blowers.
Yeah. Goddamn, how'd you do that again? Goddamn.
Damn, when you're trying to hotbox the car, but you invite this guy and he keeps sucking up all the smoke through his hands.
He's like a little squid. I hate him.
This guy sucks. I'm glad his arms get broken off. Before this nasty man can deliver the final blow, Sakura yells, I think the fuck not, bitch, and pulls out her kunai. Team Inoshikucho are watching from the bushes doing peanut gallery shit.
I'm sorry, I love their perspective so much, though. Like, I treasure Team 10 just being like, bro, what the fuck? Bro, what the fuck? What the fuck?
Yeah, man. A team of all Narutos, what would happen?
Yeah. They are the team that is probably the best at shitposting.
Yes, they are.
I love that they're not hidden at all. They're just like, what the fuck? Recording TikToks. Like,
yeah, like, oh, fuck, bro. Here I am once again at the tune-in exam.
Doja Cat's a boss bitch is playing on the TikTok. And Sakura's like kicked in the face.
Anyways, we'll watch these kids die. Like and subscribe.
Yeah. Shikamaru's like, hey, Ino, are you okay with watching Sakura die? Weren't y'all buds as kids?
We're the neighbors.
This is another crown jewel moment in Naruto.
Oh my god, this one was so bad.
Oh my god.
Seamless shift into a flashback of them indeed being buds as kids. But they friend broke up because they both like Sasuke. Ino decides to just watch for now because she doesn't really feel like dying today.
Oh my gosh.
That part.
This was bad.
Okay, so Ino being like, I really want to hop in this because I'm also weak and will die if I try facing people. Relatable. Now the flashback.
And this is Sakura's episode. This is like, you know, this is when they finally like let a woman direct a movie and they keep like bragging about it.
Okay, I think Sakura gets maybe 10 minutes of screen time for this episode that is supposedly about her. Also, y'all ever become rivals with your best friend from childhood simply because you like a guy that is the same that they like and then have a blood
dick
feud
madness
forever?
In my brain, it is the Korra Asami tension that was originally there. They should give up on Sasuke and date each other.
Yes.
In this thesis, I will.
Yeah, I mean, one of my friends, the girl that he also liked, and people gave me shit for asking her to the dance or whatever, or the prom. And I was like, but Bobby likes everybody.
Oh my god. Why
should I not attempt this just because he simply likes everyone? I was not in the wrong, I don't feel like, in hindsight.
The closest experience I have to this was when I really, really stanned a K-pop group called SHINee, and my best friend took her favorite as Minnow, and I ended up choosing mine as Onu because I wanted to choose Minho, but she had already chosen him. So I let her have Minho and chose Onu. So
a gracious queen.
Okay. And you couldn't I don't understand any of the words you said, but you couldn't both be like, oh yes, I like him too. Or
you can't.
You know what? Back in the early 2000 Tumblrs, you simply could not.
Well, yeah, I mean, I Right, like I'm a little bit older than you, so I was of an age when there was no NSYNC, and then one day there was NSYNC and Backstreet Boys. So I do kind of feel that vibe of like everyone having to pick the like the what I saw most often. The tension was the least popular of the group of five or whatever having to pick the least popular NSYNC one. It was like, sure, everyone kind of knew who was going to take like the Justin Timberlake, and then everyone else would have to like justify like, yeah, I love JC. And then yeah, the one that's like, I guess I'll take Joey, man.
Yeah, give some love to the less popular one.
Yeah. Oh
my God. I had a very similar Sakura Ino thing. Okay. When I was in high school. There was a girl who's my friend Gabby, who I'd known for a long time, and she was very much like the Caroline Calloway in my life, in that she was like a very fascinating and beautiful and interesting person who was also not very good of a person in general. Uh-oh. And I had just been, like, in love with this dude who just, like, in retrospect, was too busy focusing on the love of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to ever think of a
God, of Jesus a, of a boob. Everything!
He does! But she decided one day that, like, after it had been known that I was pining after this boy and doing ridiculous shit like making fucking scavenger hunts because I was a whimsical little lass.
Oh, gosh.
I watched Amelie a lot as a teen. Well, she was just like, I like him now. And there was a period of time because we'd go together on speech and debate trips and it'd be like sort of a weird unspoken tension of just like trying to like hang out with him and get his attention and like me feeling gross and yucky for having to do it, but also not wanting to lose.
Oh my God. The dream.
And also like vaguely sapphic, much like the Caroline Calloway thing, because she was very beautiful.
That's extremely.
Have you guys, did you guys make up and laugh about how silly it was later in your life, or was that bridge gone?
We always had, like, a weird relationship where she was, like, a very shining and beautiful but dangerous person, and she was just, like, so outside, like, my sphere of comprehension that I was just like, you're beautiful and I would kiss you, but, like, you're not good for my mental illnesses. Like, your mental illnesses and mine don't match up.
That's fair.
Yeah. We never talked about it.
The closest I have. This is when I was working at a retail store and I was fucking one of my coworkers, and my other coworker confessed to me that she had a crush on the guy.
Oh no! So you got on Team 7 and she was out there on Team Sin.
I was like, oh wow. Yeah, that sounds great.
That dick bomb though. Yeah.
Like, how could she, did she not just pick up on it? That, like,
we were technically not allowed to date where we worked at, so we were really low-key about it, and then, like, only hung out after work. And I'm also just, like, an aggressively private person for the most part at my work environment, so I don't talk about any of my personal shit ever at work. And so then, like, one day she was like, yeah, I think I just really have a crush on this guy. And I was like, oh, wow.
Oh, no.
Good luck. Yeah, I don't think he's worth it, girl.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, there's no graceful way to be like, I'm fucking him. Sorry, man.
It's a, I'm emotionless. There's no emotion here, but we achieve together.
Oh my God. Yeah, what a time.
Yeah, sorry about that tangent.
Yeah, oops. Anyway, the flashback sucks, and girls don't only think about the guys they're dating when they're friends with people.
There's got to be zero women in the writer's room, right? They're like, what do bitches be like? Bitches be like, they hate each other when they get dick madness. Write that down. You genius.
Dick madness.
You've done it again.
They go into their relationship a little bit more further down in the chin exams, and that's that good shit, but you guys are correct, as it is right now, so fucking dumb.
yeah, it's, so there are some things that are just, like, baseline kind of, what's the word, like, offensive, but, like, less offensive than anything, they're boring.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, yeah, maybe if this wasn't, it wasn't this way every single time, it would be offensive, but it's not novel. It's just boring. It's just lazy. So it's not even, like, this type of stuff is not like it's not always worth it for like to get mad about. It's like, yep, yeah, it is how it is. Like, this is just boring. This is lazy. It's a thousand things. It's, none of it's good.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, the Sound Ninja Lady grabs Sakura by the hair and says, "If your hair isn't a fucking rat's nest like mine, you're not a true ninja. I have never conditioned in my life, but your hair is so shiny and soft. Fuck you." And then asks her buds to kill Sasuke in front of Sakura.
Oh my god.
What a moment.
Sakura, yeah. That's such a weird thing to, like, dunk on her for. It's just like, your hair smells amazing, yeah. And I hate yeah. that.
And I'm like, I have to imagine that Sakura is actually in really bad condition and probably hasn't washed her hair in, like, 2 to 3 days at this point because yeah. they're in the Forest of Death and they don't get big carrying bags to go with them, so I don't see any shampoo strapped to her leg.
Yeah.
So I, and also, like, Sad Girl Bitch's hair is looking just fine, in my opinion.
Yeah,
so,
she's like, hot, I thought.
Yeah. And it's such a weird gatekeepy thing. She's like, yeah. if your village is so soft that you can manufacture shampoo and use it, that means you're not a real ninja.
She creates her shampoo from all of the land of grass or whatever the fuck she's from.
Yeah. And
makes it at home after mashing up her grass leaves.
If you have enough resources to have ketchup on your hot dog, you're not a real ninja, I say.
Sakura is cornered. She's like, fuck, I have never been given a moment to shine in this anime. This sucks.
I hate this, actually.
This is the fucking worst. Sakura snaps and cuts off the hair that the Sound Ninja was holding her by. She is cool as hell and is sick of all these boys hogging the spotlight. Oh, yeah. I believe in you, Sakura. Also, there's like a quick shot of Naruto and Lee saying her name and Sasuke just going and not saying her name. She's thinking of all the boys that supported her.
Yeah.
Sakura.
Like, that's him saying he loves me.
At least yeah. he's like, slightly self-aware.
Yeah, that's the thing. Inside, she knows. She's not living in a fantasy realm. She just thinks more of the crumbs she's giving. Girl, you deserve better.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that's so funny.
Yeah, so when I watched this when I was 12, this shit slapped. Oh, yeah, this is the best shit in the entire world. I was, like, 100% on board. Like, it was my first fan art I did, like, extremely into it. Watching it now, a little bit bittersweet, I won't lie.
Yep. 10,000% agreed.
Yeah, I thought, like, this part, her cutting the hair, you know, it, I mean, it's kind of set up as, like, being a little materialistic or whatever. And the way that, she, like, in the next little bit, I thought all of that was pretty cool. Mm-hmm. Just the end of this fight that I thought was, which really was a wet turd. But, you know, like, this is hype. I think someone having long hair in a show and then cutting it off in an act of desperation, that just works. Yes. It's like something that our monkey brains immediately sees and like, oh, fuck, that's going to take a long time to grow back.
I think the cutting hair moment in most media is really, really good and powerful because especially, I will say especially for women or female presenting people, because it is a lot of work to grow your stupid hair out to that stupid amount of a length and then to take care of it and all this shit. And like that move of desperation of like, I am giving up something that is really important to me by cutting it off. Like, I think it is really powerful and it works. It works for me like every single time as like a long hair haver in a previous time and trying to have long hair again. Like, it just, and it also like shows you're willing to sacrifice everything. You're willing, especially depending on the time of the show, like you're willing to sacrifice your femininity. You're willing to sacrifice your status sometimes even. Mm-hmm. Like, you're willing to sacrifice like a shit ton of things like to get through this moment. And it's always really powerful, I think.
Yeah.
And it's kind of a great liberation moment where she's just like, you know what? I was growing this hair out long for Sasuke because he once said he liked it like 10 years ago.
Oh, that's
right,
yeah.
And she's like, I'm doing this for me. Yeah. I'm doing this so I can be the badass. Mm-hmm. Like, she even says just like, this time, you boys are going to be the one watching my back. Mm-hmm. I'm standing in front. Get fucked.
Yeah, it's also like very transformative of like, this was the young me. This is the old me. Now this is the new me. type situation. And spoiler for when Naruto sees it, it's so funny in like two episodes or so, where he's like, "Oh fuck! Alert! Alert! Alert!" And you know, the way that she kind of plays it off is really cool too. Mm-hmm. So yeah, you know, I it's like the big one I always remember is Mulan cutting her hair off.
Yeah. You know, that's a great fucking moment.
Yeah, it fucking rules. You know what? Why COVID's bad? Because that Mulan movie's not coming out in the theaters. That's what I think.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
And all the other reasons, but that's one. It can be bad for a lot of reasons. Save the email,
COVID,
okay?
The reason COVID is bad, too. Number one, Mulan is delayed. Number two, people are dying.
No, I'm not saying like it's number one, though, you know, but that's what I thought of in this moment. Like,
it's too late, Tim. I already tweeted it. Everyone knows.
Oh, fuck. I get canceled like 3 times a week. I can't keep up.
So our sweet little baby girl, she's doing it. The music goes fucking nuts. We all are going nuts. She's whipping out knife throws, log jutsu, using her big brain jutsu. She takes kunai to the fucking arm in order to bamboozle the sound team. She even copies Dracula and uses bite no jutsu. Keep going, sweetie. You're doing great.
Oh my gosh. So,
you know,
I'm sorry. I think the moment Sakura gets to shine is a really bittersweet moment for me, because like a part of it is really cool. Like the part where she's like using all of her knowledge that she has to fight this guy and also tricking him by literally using self-sacrifice jutsu, mm-hmm. like, by taking all those kunai like to her limbs and stuff. I really like that. It does kind of suck though that like Sakura doesn't get a cool jutsu at all forever and ever and ever. So like all she has is the basic shit of like substitution jutsu over and over and over again, and that's it. And then also like the way this fight ends with Sakura is, in my opinion, very frustrating, where it's like she's mm-hmm. so desperate, and it's just it's like looking at her very pitifully, I think, where she's biting the guy, because that's all she has left is like biting this guy, because that's how weak she is. And it's like, it's very frustrating, because it's like, y'all could have given her something. Like,
right, everybody else has a specialty.
Right. You know, and everyone else gets to get beaten as a warrior, you know, getting kicked in the head, kicked off things. I thought playing with the substitution jutsus was really cool, because it's sort of set us up to be like, oh, this again, this is fucking boring. Who gives a shit about her substituting over and over again? But, you know, it played into what we know of the show, and it played into, I guess, basic defenses that the ninjas would probably have. So it lulled us in a sense of safety. And then it's like, oh, she's actually gonna, you know, turn that on its head. I thought that worked really well, but ending the fight with her biting and then getting bonked on the head over and over again was like, this sucks.
Yeah. Let her at least take out one.
I mean, I've appreciate the vibe of like desperation, but it doesn't work. But you know, that I thought the substitution and then taking a hit as a calculated risk, I thought that ruled.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was very cool. Meanwhile, in the bushes, Ino's like, oh, shit, this isn't the crybaby baby Sakura I once knew and gave a cute ribbon to. And it turns out when they were kids, Ino was the one who helped Sakura gain confidence. And like I said, this haircutting is a big fucking deal, because they've both been growing their hair out like long mermaid girls, because Sasuke likes long hair. And like you said, Sakura's not giving up, even though she's getting punched in the head for like an hour straight.
So long.
But then, last second, what's this? Team Ino, Shika, Cho is on the scene with the assist.
Yes.
It's also weird because like they set these people up as being murderers. So instead of taking like the knife he has and just turning it and stabbing her in the head once, he's like, ow, can you freaking believe it? Ow, frick. She's biting me, bro.
Yeah. But it's weird that like he doesn't just kill her. He's just like, I'll beat her in the head a bunch instead.
Yeah.
Bonk.
If I bop her enough times, maybe she'll let go.
Yeah, it's It's like a stupid dog that gets latched on
Oh my God. Yeah. I do love, Shikacho showing up. That's a very hype moment. I love that they're dragging Choji along as well. And, like, oh, I'm sorry. I just, like, could obsess over Team 10 all day long. I love how, like, Shikamaru and Ino are immediately, like, action, ready to go. And, like, Choji's like, wait, we're actually doing this, guys? Are you crazy?
Yes, Choji. Oh, I love him. Oh, love the meme team. Speaking of, episode 33, battle formation. Ino, Shika, Cho! Sasuke, meanwhile, is in the midst of a DMT vision, but instead of clockwork elves, he just sees a traumatic flashbacks of his family dying. He is letting off sinister vapors and grunting a ton as he tries not to die.
Oh my God. I bet call these stink lines in my notes every
time. Yes!
Stink lines. I bet Sasuke would see this on a good trip. I'd see it on a bad trip. If he drinks too much coffee, he just sees his family dying.
Yeah! His entire inner world is dominated by just like, damn, my parents are dead.
Yeah. I ate an entire sleeve of Ritz crackers. Oh my God. Trying to think of my family dying in the mists.
Anytime he binges like anything.
Yeah.
He's getting banned from all the ayahuasca ceremonies that hippies go on because he just harshes everyone's fucking vibe. Choji wants to go home. Like you're saying, Jesse. He's just like, I'm out. See ya. I got beds to sleep in. Yep. Until a sound ninja calls him fat. Choji vows to murder him. I love Choji so much. Oh, kill him. Get him.
Oh, such a great moment. I'm sorry, but it's just so good of like, you have to die now because you insulted me. Simple as that.
Yeah. He's like, you fat shame me? I end your life. Yeah. That's how it works.
This is the bond we have entered. Yeah, it's like only Naruto showrunners can fat shame me, not you.
Oh my God. Ooh, too true.
Yeah. Ino tells Sakura that they got it and to go look after the downed lads. Choji uses Get Big Jutsu and turns into Fast Orb. Turns out, if you're fast as fuck, air pressure can't touch you.
That's so true. My notes here is chubby content, king shit, and this is bananas. This was a lot. This was a lot, you know, but also it was fun to watch and they're very funny, so it rules.
Their plan is good. They just did not account on the sound team being pure assholes.
Yeah. I also love that Choji's jutsu means he can suck his head and arms and legs up into his torso and just roll around.
Like a turtle. It's
fucking rules. Yes. Yeah.
Have you guys seen Hook?
No.
Yes! Oh my God, yes!
I have actually the Peter Pan movie.
Yeah. I'm reminded of, I don't know what the character's name is, but he like pulls his, that's, he basically does that. I mean, he folds over, but it's basically another joke of, look, let's make the fat guy roll. Oh my God. but, you know, it's effective. It's effective in Hook when they fight the pirates, and it's effective here. Go, Choji.
Yeah.
Choji.
Choji goes, he just turns into Sonic. You know when Sonic turns into a ball and goes fast?
True.
That's
Choji,
man.
True.
Yeah, and the way he's just flying around too and like blowing out air and like as a balloon would is very funny. Yep. It's very funny.
Shikamaru captures a sound ninja in his shadow before he can go assist and makes him pose like a dipshit for fun.
Oh, that's so funny.
Ino uses her mind swap jutsu to get inside the lady sound ninja's head. Good teamwork, kids.
Nice. I remember saying before that Ino's power was just too much for me, and I was like, okay, well, maybe they can't do it to adults. Well, turns out Ino's like, fuck you, hot older lady, I'm you now.
Ino holds the sound lady hostage, saying that she'll use her mind jutsu to make the sound ninja stab herself unless the other two get the fuck out of there. The sound ninja tell her, do it, you won't, and attack her. They tell her that teamwork is for little babies with little bottles and tiny little feetsies and that they'll kill their own teammate to capture Sasuke.
God damn.
Sound team sucks, I'm sorry, but god damn.
I love that they've never thought about the fact that maybe teamwork isn't for everyone. So they're just like, wait, you're really going to let your teammate get killed? Like, does not compute.
Wait a second.
I don't...
It's more important than the mission. Like, no, everything we've told you about being a ninja is you should kill yourself to accomplish whatever the fuck your mission is. It doesn't matter. Do it. Yeah. Also, many of our rules contradict our rules. Good luck, children.
Don't they do our kids. Just accept and comply.
Yeah. I know we gave you the test right before this, which was explicitly about cheating, but do not look at the scroll. But this time, I mean it. Do not look at that scroll.
Oh, shit, you're right. I didn't even think about that.
Oh, my God.
Damn.
It wasn't baked into the test that, like, yeah, some of these folks are gonna murder each other, but the scamps will be scamps.
Yeah. Yeah, Anko's even just like, I cannot wait to see the child murder.
She's so hype.
But, oh no, Inushika Cho's jutsu are wearing off. But, oh shit, the third cavalry is here. It is Neji and Tenten, Rock Lee's teammates. They are here to return the ass-kicking that the sound gave to Lee. But before they can give them donkeys, Sasuke wakes up from his terror dreams. He goes Super Saiyan, and it is terrifying. Looks like Orochimaru's curse mark has activated.
Uh-oh.
He asks Sakura, who beat the shit out of her, and tells her that he feels great after his cursed nap.
Oh my god. I love that this is like a giant forest, and everyone has decided to converge on this single point at the same time.
Yeah.
Neji and Tenten showing up, it does make sense because they're looking for their teammate, but it is still funny to me. Also, the idea of Neji being like cracking his knuckles, like, all right, I guess I'm going to have to get into this because they hurt my teammate. And then Sasuke comes out with his stink lines and he's like, actually, it looks like we're good here. We're going to bounce.
Sasuke wakes up looking like a deviant art ass fucking Sasuke. I was baffled. I was like, oh, choice, delicious. this is original OC. Do not steal.
Yes, absolutely. Like, he even calls himself an Avenger, and that is that's 2002.
This is extremely 2002.
So good. Also, bringing up Neji, it's very funny to think about him up on that branch and like seeing Ito and being like, "Did she just try to fuck me 10 minutes ago?" How's she doing here? Shikamaru, sensing that Sasuke is about to do some murders, grabs his team and returns to the bushes to watch. One of the sound ninja, Foolish, thinks he can take Sasuke, but Sasuke teleports behind him and gives him a smack. Sasuke uses 20 jutsu at once and then breaks the sound ninja's arms while smiling like an incredibly well-adjusted and normal guy.
To be fair, Sasuke, though,
Shadow the Hedgehog.
Yes!
Oh my god!
Sasuke is Shadow the Hedgehog.
Wow.
Sasuke with gun.
Sasuke breaking this man's arms is the only, like, smart decision I feel like anyone has made in the past 20 minutes of this stupid-ass episode. And then Sakura gets, like, mad at him for doing it. I'm like, bitch, he just tried to kill you. He hit you in the head, like, 20 times. Why are you mad? Like...
He closed fist bonked your head for hours straight while we watched.
He was just gonna kill you and Naruto just to abscond with Sasuke.
Yeah. Sasuke, wildly, is the only one doing ninja shit right now.
Totally.
Yeah, he's just paying attention.
And then they're like, oh, Sasuke's so bad and evil. And it's like, he's the only one doing anything right now. Are you kidding me?
Sasuke has the blood hunger and is probably about to rip off the last guy's head and carry it around as a murder trophy, but Sakura gives him the old hug from behind to try and get him to cool it.
Classic.
He does indeed chill out. The sound ninja offers up their team scroll in exchange for letting them go, and they vow to fight another day. He tells Sakura that he has no idea what Orochimaru is up to, and that they were just ordered to kill Sasuke. He does a ponder, and is very confused as to why Orochimaru ordered Sasuke's assassination if he was just going to turn around and give him a curse mark and make him stronger.
Damn, same.
Valid points.
Yeah, right? He's like, wait a minute, perhaps our Voldemort-ass boss is using us.
Yeah, trying to, like, awaken this demon child.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Neji looks down on the mess like, what the fuck? That Sasuke kid is fucked. That Sasuke kid is fucked indeed, dear listener.
Oh my gosh.
End of episode.
I can't believe that Sakura hugging Sasuke actually worked. Like,
yeah.
I can't believe that worked.
Yeah, if, like, Naruto did it, yeah, that would make sense.
Right.
But
yeah.
Sasuke? Sakura?
Sakura? It's like, I don't think he knows her name, honestly. Yeah.
Do you even remember? Are you just, like, getting woken up because of, like, a warmth of another body? Or
yeah.
Do you remember Sakura's name? Or who knows?
I remember my mother who was murdered.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I also like that they just let the bad guys go in classic, like, cartoon fashion. And like, all right, we win.
I think that's why I got so mad at this point, because it's like, oh, fuck yeah, Sasuke's gonna pop off and, like, kill all these people, as he should, and then Sakura, what, is like, no, no, you cannot kill, you cannot kill, who are you? We don't know you anymore because you want to kill now, and it's like, have you been here from the beginning? Because Sasuke has wanted to kill from the beginning. Yeah.
Or at least, like, tie him up or something. Don't
get information.
Yeah. Like, turn him into the Anbu Black Ops or whatever they're called.
Seriously.
They get their scroll, right? Like,
yeah.
No. It's just like,
they didn't get it. Which is so fucking stupid. Like,
but I thought they did get the scroll.
They, like, they offer it to them, but then in the very next episode, they're just like, damn, we're fucked. Oh, no, wait, they did get the scroll.
Right, because their first scroll is eaten.
Yeah.
They do get the scroll. Okay, cool. All right, at least we have that.
So they got the scroll. Yeah, their stupid asses might be like, I guess the teachers put us up to this. They bit Sasuke and turned him into Shadow the Hedgehog. All right.
Orochimaru's bite is just pure concentrated Hot Topic.
That's all it is.
I could see that.
True.
Oh, he is such a Slytherin.
It adds like little X's to your screen name.
Oh,
that's exactly what the curse mark does.
Yeah. And this is the first episode of Naruto that I have not seen before.
Wow!
Yay! Oh.
Yeah. Maybe it was the last one too. I don't remember. I think it was this one. I should have been paying better attention.
It's in the one episode of Naruto Revuto, so that's all that counts.
Yes. This is definitely the final episode of Naruto Revuto, wherein I've seen one of the episodes, and now we're going into seeing it for the first time, and I don't have to try to vaguely remember, is this really what happened? Super excited, you know, Brave New World. I hear there's a lot of episodes of Naruto, so I'm really excited to see just what the heck happens.
And you picked a wild ass place to stop watching, because like the next couple of episodes, some crazy shit happens.
Oh, yeah. I think as I was saying before, it's like a lot that happens, and it's like information overload mixed with as silly as it is. Sometimes when there's too much fighting, I know that sounds. I feel like I never would have ever said that in my life, and I feel like I've betrayed younger Tim Lanning by saying it. But you know, when you're watching shows on Sundays slightly hungover, you can just actually fall asleep.
This episode, you saying that makes sense, because what it starts with, like, Sakura fighting, and then Team Tag comes on and fights, and then Sasuke comes in, and it's all very fast, and like the plan is thrown together very quickly, and it's
it
is paced weird and hard to keep up with, so I do think that's a valid point.
Like, it's not bad, like, seeing it a second time, like, oh, it wasn't bad, but I could see why us did it, but I liked it. It's good. I'm excited.
Yay!
Yes. I'm kind of glad you stopped here, because all the stuff that happens past this is so fucking bananas that I look forward to your reactions to it.
Yeah. I was so excited. I'm literally just excited for the next episode to talk about God.
I know. Right? Like, I G-chatted you guys, like, hello? What the fuck? Like, starting next episode. It's a different show. Next episode is like a different show. I could not believe what I was seeing twice at least. I was like, what's happening? What's happening? Jesus Christ. Gaara's not a good character. He's bad, everybody. Spoiler for next Naruto Revuto. He's bad. He's the villain to me. What do I know? I know that a friend of a friend has a body pillow of him and everyone fucking loves him. Understand? He's a bad guy.
Cut to episode, 150 of Naruto Revuto.
Anyways, I got a love tattoo Gaara on my
and
face.
Will die for him.
I got a love tattoo in my face. I think it's one fuck not. I love Gaara. I'll die for him. I think Rocky sucks now.
You're wearing a lot of eyeliner. You've dyed your hair red.
Yeah. Don't you mean brown? We'll talk about that next episode.
Oh, yeah. Oh, shit, you're right. You're right.
Oh, my God.
I can't do this. That fucked me up. Sorry, that's next episode stuff.
I think I, like, wrote that out of my brain, and now you're making me remember, and I don't want to.
What is color? Does Sakura not have pink hair? Sorry, that's out of context. I apologize, dear listeners.
All right, well.
Yeah.
Well.
Great. So let's talk about where you can find the show. You can find the show at Naruto Revuto on Twitter and Instagram. You can also email us at narutorevuto@gmail.com. We do, every time an episode is released, we try to include the most important parts that we talk about for via screen cap recaps. And if it's like a Sakuga episode, we will try and post the Sakuga clip as well.
Mm-hmm.
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Jusifers. That's JUSIFERS.
Yeah, you can find me on Twitter at Tim Lanning. And if you're, you know, on Stitcher or iTunes or wherever you're listening to podcast, if you're able, not all apps do it, go ahead and leave us a review. It helps us so much.
Yeah, they help my self-esteem personally. So.
Most important part. Most important part.
You can find me at Kim Caddies, that's at KYMCATTYS on Twitter. You can also listen to me scream about different animes on Transformation Sequence, which is a Geekly Inc. anime podcast. We need to have you guys on.
Ooh, that would be fun. That'd be fun. I would love that.
That'd be a lot of fun.
I was going to mention the stream, but by this time it will already
be. Yeah, it'll be. Well, I'll just say that I hope you guys caught us on the charity live stream because it was the best slot out of all of them, obviously.
That's true. I'm going to wear makeup for the first time in 2 months.
Yes! But yeah, thank you guys so much for listening. And until next time, believe it.
Live, laugh, believe it.
There it is.
Sasuke. And yet...